public relations students.
Professor Lolita Cummings Carson stands before her public relations writing class in the Prey Herald building on the Eastern Michigan University campus and reviews their latest assignment. One of those assignments is conducting random acts of kindness and sharing what happened via social media.
We cannot stop the acts of hate and the messages of hate on kindness. It's just that, you know, darkness cannot survive where there's light. And I think these acts of kindness provide the light that we all need to demonstrate that this campus does not belong to those who hate. It belongs to those who are going to be loved and accepting. And these acts of kindness are a perfect example of that and pushing the hate out.
Professor Cummings Carson, who has been teaching at Eastern for 24 years, says it's her intention to combat evil with good and shine a light where there may be darkness, especially in light of recent racist graffiti incidents in the area.
They're intentionally spreading hate, so we are intentionally combating that with acts of love.
Since she is also teaching a social media class this semester, she is having students use different hashtags and tweet about what they're doing. Hashtags including Campus Kindness, EMU Socialites, and Eagle Kindness, because she says eagles fly higher, and she hopes this effort spreads to campuses around the country. Back in the classroom, senior Autumn Bell talks about performing a random act of kindness on the EMU campus recently by giving someone her parking space.
I did that on a Monday, so on that Wednesday, she was the same person waiting for another parking spot, and she noticed me, and again, I'm like, you know, you can have it again. And I told them this morning, like, nobody ever, like, waits for me to get a parking spot. So today, somebody waited to give me a parking spot, and I'm like, oh, this act of kindness really comes back, you know, it's really good.
Gabriel Burgess Smith is a second-year grad student at Eastern who baked some acts of kindness for her coworkers.
Sometimes, you know, we just have a day where we're just not feeling it. We're a little bit bogged down with all of the troubles of the world. And I was feeling that way, so what brightens my mood are sweets. So I made cupcakes.
After a classroom discussion of what students have been doing to spread kindness, the class heads outside to see what else can be done around campus. I conduct my own, perhaps not so random act, holding the door open for people as we enter the student center on Eastern's campus.
Guys, look at you holding the door.
As we pass a table distributing LGBT information, one of the members of the class, Deb Burke, makes a point of stopping and engaging with the student, handing out the materials.
Well, I know sometimes when you're sitting at tables, people walk by and ignore you. So I thought, well, I'm curious about what you guys are doing and what kind of great things you're doing for the campus.
Another class member, senior Jacob Massey, gets an idea as we near the large Starbucks in Eastern Student Center and approaches a fellow student waiting
Sir,
in line.
What are you buying? Yeah.
Oh, ice cream tea latte.
Can I buy it for you? Let me stand with you then. I don't know if it's going to cost more than what I have.
Okay.
How you doing today?
Good.
I'm Jacob, by the way.
Leo.
Leo, nice to meet you.
What's that for?
Because I want to be nice. I hope you do the same
as
well.
You're nice. Thank you.
I hope you do the same.
Yep.
There's a lot of good. Thank you.
Even though she teaches the class, Professor Cummings Carson says she's been finding opportunities herself to be nice to others in hopes of creating a community, taking community back.
I complimented 5 people in 5 minutes, and it was amazing to see the smiles on their faces when you just walk up to someone. And it's actually very genuine, because we see people all the day, and we like their clothes, or we like their smile, or we like their eyes, and then just come up and tell them about it.
As we walk across campus back to the classroom, Professor Cummings Carson says she plans to continue the effort even when she's not teaching the social media class.
I'll continue to have them tweet, and I'll continue to have them use the hashtag Campus Kindness, and I'll continue to work with student government and anyone else I can to have it spread beyond this university, but as far and as wide as we can get it.
Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.